looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about something many of us have experienced but don't quite know how to express. It's what happens when you've prayed and prayed for something, and maybe you've seen some answers, but you've been praying for a while and you feel like you've run out of things to say. So, James, you've come up with a term for this. I've never heard it before, but you call it prayer fatigue?
That's right, Robbie. Just this past week, I received a letter from a mom who has been praying for a prodigal son, and she's seen other friends receive answers to their prayers for their prodigals. And now she's wondering why it's taking so long, and she's tired. You know, she told me, I've prayed for these kids, and after 2 or 3 years, I've seen them come back, but my son is still out there. So my heart really went out to her, and she had listened to an interview I had done with my son, Jeffrey, who's, of course, a former prodigal. And we touched on this topic, Jeff and I, of prayer fatigue, and she said the term captured exactly what it was she was feeling. It's a little like those places in the Psalms where David asks, "How long, O Lord?"
Yeah. I mean, anyone who's prayed for a while about something has probably asked that question. But James, how is the concept of prayer fatigue different from just waiting on God?
Well, Robbie, they're both related, and I'd sum it up this way. When you're waiting on God, it's almost a sense that you've done everything that you can, and you're just waiting for an answer. But prayer fatigue takes waiting to a whole new level, because you know you need to keep praying about your situation, because your situation needs it desperately, but you feel like you've run out of words. So you know you need to storm the gates, if you will, but you've got nothing. You're so caught in that awkward place of wanting to continue to fight the battle, but you wonder why nothing has changed, and you don't know how long you can go on when you've already prayed about everything that you think that you can.
Wow. I mean, I see what you mean, and I'll bet you've encountered that frequently with parents of prodigals.
I really have, because sometimes, you know, you're praying for years, and sometimes your prayers even outlive you. So we're talking about marathon praying here, and sometimes you hit a wall.
So you're referring to what happens to distance runners, right? When they get to a point where they can't go on, but they push through and somehow find strength they didn't know they had just a few moments before. So, James, how do you help people push through like that?
Well, Robbie, that's one of the reasons Prayers for Prodigals was written. I, you know, had hit my own wall in praying for my kids, and I knew I had to keep running to God. So I just kept pushing, going back to the Word of God, trying to find new motivation and you know, new approaches to prayer, praying about everything I could think of, and that became a book. But there was also something else that happened along that route, something that really got me through and helped me to go the distance.
well, what was that? And, you know, was it a thing? Was it something or someone?
Well, exactly. It was someone. It was, you know, one of the things I began to learn while writing that book was the importance of being still before God, coming to him without an agenda of my own, and just learning how to rest in him and, you know, give everything to him in that. And if you think about it, when you're fatigued, it's rest you need most of all. And God has a way of meeting us in that place when we're just focused on him and nothing else. Think of no less a prophet than Elijah and the emotional struggle he faced after his showdown with the prophets of Baal in, you know, 1 Kings. And even though he won that showdown, the danger is still out there for him. And he's looking at the circumstances. And, you know, what he told God, I think, shows that prayer fatigue was part of what was going on there. After all, you know, he had faced a struggle with unfaithfulness in the people of Israel, and it had gone on for years, and he's praying about it, and then he thinks he sees, you know, something good happen, and then he's running for his life. So in 1 Kings 19, you see Elijah worn out on two occasions, and first God sends an angel to care for him, and the second time God appears to him. But of course, this is a unique circumstance in the history of Israel. So it would be a mistake to extrapolate that the same things that would happen there would happen to us. However, in both instances, when Elijah just gives the whole thing to God, God strengthens Elijah, and, you know, he stops and he rests, and Elijah's completely honest with God about his circumstances. You know, I see something in that. Just as God appeared to Elijah, I believe that as we do that, as we shut down everything and just go to God, I believe he will give us more of himself, more of his peace, a greater sense of his presence. But again, we have to just focus entirely there.
James, it seems like we're talking about, what we're talking about here is the difference between praying in our own strength and the strength God can give, right? And it's so much easier to do that when you feel deeply about something, right? Like when you're just longing for someone you love to turn from a lifestyle that's harming them.
Well, that's exactly right, Robbie. But it's in that place that we especially need to do this, need to rest in God and just love him and be with him more than anything else, and just, you know, even praise him if we can. Because he is our hope, and that hope begins to come into our lives more and more as we do this. It's like what we discussed a while ago when we talked about waiting on God for something. We either wait for Jesus or we wait with him. And when we wait with him, we find that we're able to go the distance.
Yeah, I've experienced this in my own life as well, James. I mean, there's a change that happens when we run, right, to Abba Father and just lay it out, including our own misgivings about our prayers. And that doesn't have to be a lack of faith. After all, we're just coming to him. It's just that we're being honest as we possibly can, like Elijah.
That's it. And I believe God treasures that honesty. And the fact that Jesus prayed about his misgivings in Gethsemane and on the cross, quoting Psalm 22, you know, shows that this doesn't have to be a lack of faith. It's just being a child of God, being open and honest and saying, Father, fix this, please.
You know, Jesus praying from Scripture also shows us something we can do, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Praying Scripture's prayers like Jesus did, again, you know, when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's praying the first part of Psalm 22. And if he had finished that psalm, you'll notice it ends in triumph. So that's amazing. But praying Scripture's prayers when you're facing prayer fatigue is like a B vitamin shot for your soul.
So B stands for Bible?
That works for me. I mean, there are so many prayers in Scripture that can help us. And I, of course, collected them and categorized them in my books, Praying the Prayers of the Bible and Praying the Prayers of the Bible for Everyday Needs. But when we pray Scripture's prayers, we're praying prayers that are already inspired by the Spirit. And that's a way of drawing close to God, and in a way that he will encourage and strengthen us when we feel like we're all prayed out.
Yeah, I found that jumping into the Psalms and letting them help me pray can make such a difference. So having all their prayers laid out like that is really awesome.
Well, the main thing is just keep going. You know, keep pushing. Think of that marathon illustration again. Don't stop praying. Even when you've run out of words, just run to Jesus and wait with him, and you'll find things get better. Robbie, I'd like to finish up with a prayer for our listeners who are struggling with prayer fatigue today, because this is a real need, and I don't think we talk about it enough.
Oh, please do.
Father, I pray for those who are just wondering how much longer do they have to keep praying, and they don't know what to say. Lord, help them, encourage them, lead them to places in your word, bless them and empower them. Lord, you've done it for me so many times, and I know you are faithful. Bless them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.